Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. And Paul Cherry's been with us now for most of that time. He's a great member of our Brain Trust, the president and founder of Performance-Based Results, Performance-Based Results, PBResults.com. Paul, tell us what you do for your clients.
Oh, we do the virtual training. We do the coaching. We face-to-face. It's all about, our passion is sales. And sales leadership development. That's what we do.
There you go. Well, and they do it well, too, folks. Paul, and folks, if you need help with that, pbresults.com, check him out, and you'll like him. You can tell he's not only smart, he's a good guy. Hey, Paul, one of the things that I think is going to be going on in 6 months, 9 months, are the people who are going to favor a vendor, a business that they do business with, our customers, they're going to favor the people who didn't go MIA during this time, who didn't ghost them during this time. And even when it was obvious nobody's going to buy anything from you, you still stayed connected. And I know one of the things you're helping your people do is to stay connected. Don't turn into ghosts. Don't go off the radar. Stay connected, and not only stay connected, but demonstrate, find a way to demonstrate your values and your character. What do you think?
Well, okay, I like that. Here's what. We've all experienced the death of a loved one or family member, someone we know. And it's interesting because, ironically, the people who you think will step up don't always.
Yeah.
And yet the people we didn't expect to hear from do. Now, why I'm telling you that is because I had one individual I remember years ago. It was 10 years later, I ran into him. He goes, I never forgot that you came to the viewing, and thank you for the flowers you got for my mom.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, really, I forgot about it. I thought nothing of it. But it was an impression I made. It reminded me, you know what, connect with people.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what, it sounds pretty basic, but with all the social media that we're doing today, the email marketing, how we're trying to...
Did we lose Paul?
All that
there he is.
Intimate conversations.
Well, you know, Paul.
Am I right?
There's no question. There's no question about it. And earlier in our visit, I mentioned the word emotion, and I think this is what I meant by emotion. I mean, I think even grizzled old guys like me down the road will look back at the people who didn't ghost on me, and it will cause me to favor them in my decision. Whereas maybe a year ago I wouldn't have.
Oh, yeah.
I would have been a knucklehead, and I said, all right, just a fact. I knew that's too much. You can't charge me that much. I might have said something like that. Now I'll say, you know what? I appreciate the fact. To myself, I might even say, I appreciate the fact that they didn't ghost on me, and I'm going to favor them as I do go forward. I think that kind of thing is going to be out there going forward.
I hope so. You know, there's I want your listeners to remember this, and that is called customer intimacy. And Gallup polls did a very exhaustive study. You know, this is about 9 years ago, but it's resonates with me today. And that your customers are 12 times more likely to buy and to continue to buy if you have that emotional connection with them.
Yeah.
There's a lot of emotions right now surfacing. You want to leverage them. You want to direct them. You want to guide them.
But not manipulate them. You got to be sincere. You cannot go about it in a manipulative way. You have to be sincere, and it has to come from a position of not selling something. What do you think?
Oh yeah. It's forcing us to heighten our empathy skills.
Mm-hmm.
And that is to be really empathetic, because you're right. People can sniff it and smell it. If there's any sign of manipulation, boy, they'll jump. They'll run away. So, yes.
I love the passage from Ecclesiastes. cast your bread upon the water, and in time it will come back to you. You have to believe that. Paul, I got 30 seconds. Last thoughts.
Oh, I just, you know what? I think you've just ended that really well in that, you know, when you give, something is going to come in return. Don't expect it from the same customer, but ironically, it comes from somewhere else. That's what I think of the law of reciprocity.
Yeah.
Okay, so
yeah.
You give and you will get. It'll come back.
I agree with you. Well said, Paul. PBResults.com is the website for Paul Cherry. Hey, Paul, good job today. Come back soon.
Oh, Jim, I will. Thank you so much.
See you next time. Paul Cherry, ladies and gentlemen, we'll get him back again another day. We got a lot more to learn from him. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Before I do, I want to remind you that we should believe in ourselves as we believe in each other. And also, remember, surviving is winning.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.